This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Authorities scrambling today to contain one of Michigan's largest natural disasters, a spill of at least 22,000 barrels of oil making its way into the Kalamazoo River. Cleanup efforts are underway after a pipeline owned by Enbridge Energy Partners ruptured in Marshall Township near Battle Creek. Fire Chief Steve Ridge tells WILS the community is bracing for the fallout.
They've already found quite a few dead fish and stuff in the river, and I think this is just the tip of the iceberg as far as what it's going to do environmentally.
Mary Detloff with the Department of Natural Resources and Environment tells WILS that so far Enbridge is putting all of its available resources to limit the damage.
There are about 200 employees from the company as well as contractors that they've employed for environmental cleanup. Working on it today, containment is the focus today.
General Motors now has another reason to make the Grand River Assembly Plant the site for the production of a new vehicle. An almost $10 million tax exemption passed by the City Council last night. Council President Aylin Robinson tells WILS's Tony Connolly what's next for GM.
They begin their deliberations looking at the different sites that are under consideration, and then they all make their decision pretty quickly here, which is why we were on such a tight timeline.
While critics of Congressman Pete Hoekstra say his priorities are out of order, a Lansing supporter comes to his defense. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
John Truscott of the Truscott Group, which endorsed Hoekstra in the Republican gubernatorial race, is reacting to comments from those who say Hoekstra has been missing a lot of votes in Washington because of his campaign for governor here in Michigan. Truscott says there's been no interference.
He had a full staff doing all the work that a member of Congress would do, and what he would do is talk to the leadership to see if the vote was close. They would do their vote counts ahead of time. If he would have made a difference or if the vote was going to be close, he was there.
Truscott says Hoekstra has a 95% career voting record, while the votes he has missed range from renaming post offices to honoring sports teams. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Lansing police confirming that a third man has now been charged in the shooting death of a 19-year-old Lansing woman last Friday. 22-year-old Mustafa Abdul al-Din charged with murder in the killing of Shayla Johnson outside her home on Lenore Street. 18-year-old Dion Lanier and 21-year-old Wally al-Din also charged in the case. It could be one of Michigan's largest natural disasters, a pipeline near Battle Creek spilling at least 22,000 barrels of oil into the ground and water. As the oil makes its way into the Kalamazoo River, Mary Detloff with the Department of Natural Resources and Environment tells WILS crews are working to minimize the damage.
Containment is the focus today. Then they will start moving vacuum trucks in to vacuum out the petroleum from the river as quickly as possible.
The Lansing City Council unanimously approving an almost $10 million personal property tax exemption for General Motors, the movement to encourage additional production at the Grand River plant. LEDC President Bob Trezise tells WILS that he's cautiously optimistic.
We have a rescinding clause that's in the resolution. If the project is not selected for Lansing, then we'll be able to rescind the abatement. But I think this is another major, major step forward.
Meanwhile, the City Council President is applauding Trezise for his effort to entice GM to bring the new production along with about 600 jobs to the capital city. Aylin Robinson spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly.
I think he has a real good message to GM that we want to continue to have them here in the city of Lansing as a major presence.
A new report says the well-being of kids in Michigan continues to decline. The annual Kids Count report ranking the state 30th in the nation in meeting children's needs, down three spots from last year. Michigan's faltering economy considered a key factor. Authorities responding to a spill of at least 20,000 barrels of oil in Marshall Township near Battle Creek today. The oil coming out of a ruptured pipeline owned by Enbridge Energy Partners. Steve Riggs, the Marshall Township Fire Chief, spoke with WILS this afternoon and said residents realized there was a problem.
Just by the smell, then after further investigation, the oil started just pouring down this small stream, which is about a mile from the Kalamazoo River, and that's when we got hold of the oil company and officials.
It's unanimous. The Lansing City Council approving an almost $10 million personal property tax exemption for General Motors, part of an effort to draw additional jobs and production to the Grand River plant. LEDC President Bob Trezise spoke with WILS, the only broadcast media outlet covering the vote.
This was a major issue, one that we got under our belt, and there's some other work that we're doing, and the mayor's leadership has pulled us all together, and we're getting the job done.
Is Congressman Pete Hoekstra's gubernatorial campaign affecting his duties in Washington? One of his Lansing area supporters says not at all. John Truscott of the Truscott Group spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly this morning.
He had a full staff doing all the work that a member of Congress would do, and what he would do is talk to the leadership to see if the vote was close. They would do their vote counts ahead of time. If he would have made a difference or if the vote was going to be close, he was there.
Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight partly cloudy, low around 71. Tomorrow afternoon showers are likely, mostly cloudy, high near 88. And tomorrow night, more showers, mostly cloudy, low around 62. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.